This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We're no strangers to big numbers on this broadcast, but one can't help but be taken aback by the size of the next Powerball jackpot. $1.4 billion as of this writing, virtually certain to go up before Wednesday's drawing. If that does turn out to be the day the right numbers are called, we know who the obvious winners are going to be. You, if you pick the winning numbers, or me, to be clear here. The government gets a nice chunk of change, too. But as Sally Herships reports, when it comes to who really wins and who loses, it's less clear.
The lottery. What's not to love? And not just for individual winners. Take California. In the last fiscal year, it got to keep about 25 cents of every dollar spent on lottery tickets. And like a lot of states did, it used the money to help fund education. Alex Traverso is with the California Lottery.
So we see some schools buying textbooks, some schools could use it to hire another teacher, some schools could save their music program with it.
Traverso says even places that sell lottery tickets also get a cut, depending on the kind of ticket. Scratch-off, self-service, anywhere up to 6%.
This is probably about as easy as it's been for them to sell tickets because the jackpot is so high.
Then there are the companies that print the tickets and manage the in-store displays. In California, it's IGT. It gets a little less than 1.5% of every sale, depending on the size of the jackpot. But just like you hear about winners who end up broke, there is another side to the lottery. Patrick Pierce studies the politics of legalized gambling at St. Mary's College in Indiana.
We found that states with education lotteries came to spend less on education than they would have spent if they had not adopted the education lottery.
And Pierce says there's another problem. The lottery can shift the burden of paying for government programs to those who can least afford it.
Folks who are less well off are paying, depending upon your perspective, more than their fair share.
California's Alex Traverso says the state has already sold about $125 million of tickets. So dream big, but be careful what you wish for. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.